This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a car crushes a mechanic to death in Christchurch. The Barbados Police Service on the hunt for two wanted men. Secondary school students cautioned regarding exploitation on the internet. Land transactions in Barbados set for a complete overhaul. And the Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on education says government does not have an education plan. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A mechanic was killed when the car he was repairing fell and crushed him at Charnock's Christ Church yesterday evening. About 4:40 p.m., a man who was walking by saw the mechanic was trapped under the vehicle and he immediately sought help. Personnel from the ambulance service arrived and examined the body and did not find any signs of life. A medical doctor visited the scene and pronounced death. The deceased was identified by a family member as 67-year-old Michael Eversley of Charnock's No. 2 Christ Church. The Barbados Police Service is seeking the assistance of the public in locating Daron Akeo Daisley, alias Yank, who is wanted for questioning in connection with serious criminal matters. Daisley, whose last known address is First Avenue, Martinique Road, Government Hill, St. Michael, is approximately 5 feet 6 inches in height, of slim build, and of dark complexion. Darion Akeo Daisley is advised that he can present himself to the Serious Organized Crime Unit at the District E Police Station, Spitestown, St. Peter, accompanied by an attorney at law of his choice. Also wanted is Cody Seeley for questioning in connection with a serious criminal matter. Seeley, whose last known address is Marshall Parkinson Road, Tudor Bridge in St. Michael, is approximately 5 feet 7 inches in height and of brown complexion. Cody Seeley is advised that he can present himself to the Criminal Investigations Department at Black Rock Police Station, Black Rock St. Michael, accompanied by an attorney at law of his choice. Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Labor, Social Security and the Third Sector, Sharon Drayton, is warning parents and students about exploitation on the internet as they seek income-earning opportunities online. Ms. Drayton was delivering the feature address at the National Child Labor Committee's Youth Forum themed Power Up, where several students from various secondary schools were invited to share their views at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center yesterday.
Today, there are new concerns surrounding the platform economy, and you know what the platform economy is like, work online, which includes gig and freelance work. It is recognized that such platforms may allow children to be exploited in various ways, such as informal work arrangements that lack regulation and oversight. So what is the role of government in all of this? Governments worldwide seek to establish policy and a legal framework to protect children from exploitation. In Barbados, we have a number of protective legislation, including in 1990, we signed the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which outlines the fundamental rights of children, including the right to be protected from economic exploitation and hazardous work.
Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Labor, Sharon Drayton. Land transactions in Barbados are too slow, and Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says plans are underway to ensure a more efficient process. Ms. Motley chaired the second housing colloquium held at the Hilton Barbados Resort yesterday under the theme Transforming the Land Transaction Process in Barbados.
This notion of 8:15 to 3 o'clock is an anachronism. It has to stop in this country. And that's one of the things, the person who I will go to State House to have sworn in shortly, that's one of the things, and GovTech, Mr. Boyce is here, this is a priority for our government. The land transactions that we do cannot continue to resemble the 19th century when we are in the 21st century. And to that extent, therefore, this is a major priority to unlock seamless, quick, affordable land transactions in Barbados, appropriate to the third decade of the 21st century.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The opposition Democratic Labour Party criticises government's decision to split the education ministry, describing it as an ad hoc decision which has increased the level of uncertainty in education. In an interview with Starcom Network News, DLP spokesperson for education Felicia Dujon believes that the appointment of a fourth education minister is an indication that government does not have a long-term plan for education.
The Democratic Labour Party is not surprised by yet another ad hoc decision by this government. This time, a cabinet reshuffle in the Ministry of Education on the eve of the 11-plus examination and in the middle of a stalled and failing education reform process after millions have already been wasted. At a time when stability and continuity in leadership are crucial, the government has instead created further uncertainty in the education sector. This marks the fourth Minister of Education in just 7 years, a clear indication of the lack of long-term vision and strategic planning.
She also criticized the government for the lack of consultation with stakeholders.
Furthermore, it continues the ministry's disregard for consultation with key stakeholders, including teachers, staff, parents, and the teachers' union. We wish the two ministers all the best. They have inherited a sector in decline, a teaching service that is frustrated. Teachers and parents are confused and uncertain about the future of this ministry. The Democratic Labour Party remain committed to advocating for accountability, transparency, and responsible governance to ensure that education policies truly serve the best interests of all Barbadians.
DLP spokesperson for education, Felicia Dujon. The United Progressive Party, UPP, has identified the latest cabinet reshuffle by Prime Minister Mia Motley as an assault to freedom of speech and democracy. Public relations officer of the UPP, Everton Heru-Holligan, in a released statement, said it was time Barbadians sought leadership that was willing to listen.
One big challenge for me is the illusion of democracy and freedom of speech and what we've seen play out before us with these two senators who were sacked is kind of indicative of what is going to be happening across this political divide that we are now, that we have in Barbados, the D and the B. And I think that it's time that Barbados evolves and realize that we need to move beyond this and make sure that we can have an institution that's leading the country that is willing to listen to even the dissent within their own camp and be able to be transparent about it and be able to address it in ways in which the public is involved so that we can all learn and grow and make decisions that's in our best interest.
Public Relations Officer of the UPP, Everton Heru-Holligan. Haiti's interim president, Leslie Voltaire, has made an appeal to Pope Francis for assistance following weeks of violent attacks. The humanitarian community in Haiti has also expressed deep concern over escalating violence, particularly massacres and gang attacks, which have led to increasing casualties and mass displacement. Since late January, more than 6,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. Voltaire said the appeal was necessary given the current stance of the United States in relation to aid.
With President Trump being in power now, he said that he will not help other countries, then he will cut the aid that USAID was providing to Haiti. And I'm asking the Pope to intervene.
Haiti's interim president, Leslie Voltaire, and the British Petroleum Company, BP, has announced it will cut its renewable energy investments and instead focus on increasing oil and gas production. The energy giant revealed the shift in strategy following pressure from some investors unhappy its profits and share price have been lower than its rivals. BP said it would increase its investment in oil and gas by about 20% to $10 billion U.S. dollars a year, while decreasing previously planned funding for renewables by more than $5 billion. The move comes as rival Shell and Norwegian company Equinor have also scaled back plans to invest in green energy, as U.S. President Donald Trump's drill baby drill comments have encouraged more investment in fossil fuels. Recapping the headlines. A car crushes a mechanic in Christchurch. The Barbados Police Service on the hunt for two wanted men. Secondary school students cautioned regarding exploitation on the internet. Land transactions in Barbados set for a complete overhaul. And the Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on education says government does not have an education plan. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.